The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is the day, voting day, the election, the general election of the Bahamas day. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call, just in case you want to call, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Of course, if you're calling from the Family Island, if you're calling from Long Island, I would love to hear what's happening down there, you know. 242-357-20. And if you want to text and join this conversation, the text line is 422-4796. I have one or two announcements. So the first announcement, you know that at 6 o'clock, I got to be here again. I got to be here again to join, bring my dynamics to that conversation. The conversation today on this particular program, Guardian Radio AM, is what should we be discussing come 6 o'clock on Guardian Radio itself? I mean, what type of commentary you want? How, like, what is it that you want Guardian Radio to bring to you? I mean, the station manager, Dwight Strawn, has been crafting a particular show, right? Have people on the ground. Even Ken Danique could be on the ground. They have Gabby, who's going to be on the ground interviewing people. So it's going to be an exciting show. But I like theatrics. I mean, Daryl, gone, right? The leader of the Women Dem, gone. So there's only me. So I got to bring the energy to Guardian Radio tonight at 6 p.m. So people are tuning in. I mean, I've been bombarded with calls. You can be there, right? And I said, well, I tend not to talk these political talks, you know. I leave that to Aaron. I leave that to Vago. I leave that to Naughty Dem, right? They tend to have to say, and I'd be there eating whatever free food that Dwight brings. I come here for the snacks. I do jokes. I do commentary on the commentary, right? But they said, no. They need me here to, I guess, comic relief. I guess that's the only thing I could assume they want me here, because the insight was going to be by Shivago Line, who's going to be all the history and what happened in the past and before, right? Aaron Green will intellectualize everything, right? So that's where the point. Of course, Dwight can be hosting everything, and they could beat all the news report. I think Candia Teams is going to be giving here and there reports within our show. So that should be in the whole Guardian reporters is going to be on staff in order to bring some insight on this election. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun in terms of up-to-date information that you just do not know. You just turn off everyone else and just tune in to Guardian Radio at 6 p.m. and just sit there. Let's talk about tally sheets. I was downstairs in the lobby. It's chaotic. All kind of people asking for tally sheets. And I said, asking the concierge, the reception host there, we have tally sheets? How come? He said, man, Nuri, the tally sheets came out on Tuesday and the came out on tally sheets finished. I said, but there was a newspaper? Yes. So what you doing? He says, Printmasters, which is in Guardian Radio, they have tally sheets. So I had to go text the wife because she wants to tally things up and I'm not going to be there to entertain her at home. So she is asking me if I could bring home a tally sheet. Being free. We got to go to Printmaster and pay $3 and they have the whole tally sheet professionally there printed out that you could come there now. Because like I said, the new, inside there, people buying tally sheets like crazy. So just giving you this information. If you want to have your own tally sheet, pass by Guardian, right? Go into Printmasters. They have a stack there. They print it like crazy. I didn't know people still tally things up. I just read whatever is said on social media and call it that, right? And call it that. But apparently, that's part of our culture, that we tally the count. Like, we won't be involved, intimately involved. I did not know that. So today's conversation is, Bahamian cult election culture. What you see as Bahamian election culture, what we do, what we do as part of the election culture, what you will be doing tonight, post 6 o'clock. Do they have parties like to each constituency office, FNMP, LPCOI? Do they say, okay, we're meeting back here? Or do you go to the headquarters and say, we're meeting here and we can have food and barbecuing and stuff, right? How do the other party concede? Like, do they go to the head office and say, I concede from here? Do the leaders be home, and then they traffic themselves to the head office? I don't know how that goes. I do not know the culture of it. And a person who promotes Bahamian culture, the person who loves Bahamian history and promotes that, write about it, research it all the time, talk about it all the time, as much as I can, I want to dock it. What is it that we do for the election, right? I went walking the dog today, right? I have a breed dog, a Royal Bahamian breed dog, right? It's a semi-house dog, outside dog, full Royal Bahamian dog. And I decided to walk her today. She was excited. I went to Aaron Bailey Park. I went there at about 5 o'clock, and The park was crowded with people, and I try to walk the dog away from the people as much as I can as they traverse and do their track. I noticed there was a lot of tents erected, mostly PLP tents, right? I think I saw one FNM tent by Aaron Bailey. Didn't see anything else. The PLP had about 1, 2, 3, 4 tents. The FNM had about 1.5 tents. One tent was small. But in terms of numbers, it's clearly the PLP had a prominent space. They take out most of the space there. And at about 6:30, I heard a series of sirens. One came blaring down the highway there. Police was escorting a bus, one of the jitney. So I said to the dog, I said, more likely that's the election box. That was about 6:10. And about 6:20, I saw another jitney and police escort, I assume again. And I tell the dog, I say, more likely that's the election box, another one, blaring down to go to Aaron Bailey. So I reached Aaron Bailey at about 6:15, right from my walk. I saw Miss Glennis Hannah Martin was out there. She's at the gate. I saw that the PLP had a captain PLP. Like, he had a whole paraphernalia outfit with cape and gloves and boots with PLP paraphernalia. Yeah, Captain PLP. Yeah, it was different. It was different. COI was just starting to set up. People were out there from 5:30, 6 o'clock, sitting down, setting up the tents, stacking up water, stacking up chairs. Big contingent. And I thought the election would have started 8 o'clock, so people should have arrived 7 maybe, but 6 o'clock, people's out there. I want to know, is that a part of Bahamian culture? Was that happening at all of the polling stations? I had a from a friend. My friend, Bahamian, right? He's of Turks Island descent. He has recently matriculated back to the Bahamas. He was living in Turks for a while as a Bahamian, living in Turks like an expat there. And he has returned home for about 6 months, longer than that. He has since registered in Killarney. And since they created the polling division constituency as St. James, he and his wife re-registered as a pair, as a couple, and went to register about, they announced St. James about 3 months ago. 3 months ago, or since the announcement that there's a new constituency called St. James, he and his wife went to re-register, right? When he registered and he went to vote today, him and his wife in tow, wife in front of him, he behind his wife, they went to vote as a couple. His wife went through and she was registered, she went in as St. James, right? Everything went through, right? And when he presented his voter's card, and he in Kalani, and of course he get upset, he made frustrated and said, no, he's not in Kalani, he's in St. James. So he get passionate out there and said, no, sir, you are in Kalani, I'll be telling you where you are. He said, but the wife and I registered at the same time. I bring her to get registered here, right? How is it we live in one house? And she in one polling division, and I in the next constituency all together. Kalani versus St. James. How is that? So I told him, stop being emotional, friend. If they say you in Kalani, take your Georgie bundle and go Kalani and go vote. Stop competing. It's too late for that now. You just go vote, right? Let your wife vote in St. James, and you go and find out where in Kalani you're supposed to vote. But this emotional outburst last minute ain't helping nothing. It is what it is. You now in Kalani. And clearly, you live across the room. One part of the bed is in Kalani, and the other part where your wife is St. James. And that's what it is. It is what it is. Complaining about it makes no sense. I said, the best thing you can do now is blog and take pictures and tell people what happened. So hopefully we're able to catch it for the next time and correct it. Stop complaining. It is what it is. And he said, Nuri, the lines was long from 8 o'clock. The lines was long, and I was there on this line for about an hour trying to vote, only to find out at the end that I ain't inside that polling division. I said, it is what it is. You now have an experience and a story to tell. Complaining makes no sense. Let's go to the text line. We're talking about the culture of how we vote, culture of our election. What should we anticipate to happen tonight? Later on, what happens to the political parties? How do they celebrate, organize, conduct themselves during the day? I want to know what you anticipate the Guardian Radio should be talking about, how, what type of information, what type of commentary that you want our reporters, our talk show hosts to be talking about and conducting today. I still was trying to do that collection of music, you know. They tell me no, I can't do it. You say we wait till after the election. So hopefully on Wednesday, I'll have a collection of songs, the popular songs to play, right? So hopefully I can do that. They sent me the rules of ERCO. I can read that also, put that on the record. So you explain why I couldn't play the songs. I thought I could have played the songs. Apparently I can't play the songs. And there were some good songs. I might even do my top song list. Also, I can at least say that. I did it before. But I'd have you join in that recording who you think was the best song for this political season. Let's read these texts. Good morning, Cecil. I should have been with you. LOL. This is Gina. Yeah, man, Gina, you should have been with me, right? But I wanted to say, can you discuss that the polling stations are really moving nicely and organized, praise the Lord, but the police are blocking up the roads, making, so you say everything is being organized, it is moving along, but they have some strong police presence, and it's causing some frustration there. So I can read it out loud there so people could correct that and see how we can make it smoother. Say, why didn't they look at their voter's card then? If they were together, I do not know. I need to text them and ask them, is it different polling numbers? Anyway, she can't be a royal Bohemian breed. What do you mean my dog cannot be a royal Bohemian breed? My dog is a royal Bohemian. I have papers for her. She said, if you walk in her. What do you mean? What kind of dog you think I have? Let me read it again. It says, my dog, she cannot be a royal Bohemian breed if you walk in her. Those dogs run up and down so much they walk themselves. And you talking to the dog? This have to be one of those American breed dogs. LOL. My son asks why they set up tents near voting stations. Can you answer that for me and his edification, please? I have a full breed Royal Bohemian dog. Right? She is temperamental. Walking her tends to be interesting because she stops everywhere and she leaves her mark everywhere. But you got to talk to her. You cajole her and say, no, stop it, or I can chain you up again. She understands that. She doesn't like to be chained. So it's a good dog. You know, American dog in her. No. I'm sure she's at least 97% Bohemian, right? She's indigenous. She's an indigenous Bohemian breed dog. And about a tent. The rules say that you have to be a certain number of feet away from the actual polling station. So you see the tents tend to be outside of the school. And at these tents, you see they have support staff of political parties. You could stop there to get water. You could stop there to get paraphernalia. Right, there's no loudspeakers or anything going. It's just to add additional support. I heard that some of them were going to supply like wheelchairs, access and stuff like that. I'm not sure if that's happening, right? But I pass UB. Again, the PLP have a big tent, right? They have water galore. So if you're thirsty today and want to get at least a half a case of water, it's a PLP tent. Take advantage of their generosity and take everything they have there. Take them. Take everything, because they have a lot of supplies. This text says they have to test and test your dog to see if she's true Bohemian. They say they have dog kits on Amazon. Today is so good, as the text says, and I'm happy to say my ex spoke for me. I was a cowboy ex. Congratulations, texter. A number of people are excited to vote. There are a number of people wearing black I saw at the polling stations as I drove past. I'm not sure what that means, right? A lot of people wearing black. Is it what are they trying to say, right? I see there are a lot of elderly people out there voting. I guess they have time to vote, right? They have extra time to vote. Like I said, the lines were long from early as 8, and I assume the number of people going to work, so they said, let me see if I could go and take advantage of that 2-hour break. The lines are moving smoothly, even though some lines are long. So you can spend about half an hour and vote and go, right? It's not going to take you long. So that's what's happening now. But I see a lot of people in black. I see a lot of people wearing their own clothes. What does that mean when people wear their own clothes instead of wearing party paraphernalia? But if they're going to work, right? We can't wear party paraphernalia. We're going to work, right? So good morning, Mr. Nuri. This is Miss Butler. We need you there. We need some political satire because not only Aaron and Naughty funny. I should tell him. I kind of funny. I mean, I'm funny. My God, that's funny, funny. But that's funny. Say, that was cute type funny. Say, Guardian Radio should talk about the loads of money made for general election season and that the strength of the radio GR is its listeners, texters, and callers. Guardian Radio has owners and not just managers and talk show hosts. Let me read that again with this texter. It's a tempting thing. Say, Guardian Radio should talk about the loads of money made for general election season. Okay. Yes, and we should talk about that because I remember when the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, and I remember when I guess he was speaking as, I don't know what Latrobe Raman was talking as. He wasn't talking as the director of communication for the office of the prime minister. So he's talking as something that, anyway, he's talking that party supporters should not demand money of their party and that they should want to promote the agenda and stop trying to charge the party. I think that was thrown out the window because money spent. I mean, the type of money was being spent. I think that they even forget that they did say that, uttered that to party supporters, right? So that was interesting. And I think that should be talked about. So thank you very much, Texer. And that the strength of radio, GR, is its listeners, texters, and callers. Yes, the texters and the callers are very important, and they make the show. So I'm not sure if they will include the texters. Definitely the texters are going to be included. But I'm not sure if they can have callers this evening at 6 o'clock, right, to engage the commentary. But I guess that's Dwight Call. He will decide on if we have incoming calls and you can be engaging and challenging and giving your input for today at 6 o'clock. He has owners and not just managers and talk show hosts. Yeah, I just make the show interesting, man. Entertaining. I just make the show entertaining. That's why I get a nomination. Yeah, people like me. I have that voice. People likes me. Right? Good morning, Mr. Nuri. You told the man who registered in St. James but was referred to Killarney to stop complaining. I'm sure if the same thing happened to you and your wife, you would have been complaining too. I certainly would have been complaining. That's very frustrating and is ridiculous. No, I'm not saying that it's not frustrating. You come there to vote in a particular constituency and you already have your man or woman that you want to support, and only to hear that you can't vote for them. So you now you have to make a decision. I have this thing I tell my child. I say, child, have a plan B. Makes no sense complaining. When plan A ain't working, you move on quickly. You worry about that at work. They have things that say, comply and then complain. Comply and complain later, man. You comply and then complain, but you don't stop the action of the work. I talk about you want to make a point. You comply and then complain. So my thing is, you need to go vote. And to go vote for them. And or you do a conclusion and ascertain which one of the people who are vying for the post to be the MP, and you say, I like this one better, and mark your X, and then you complain. Yeah, then you complain. Say, additionally, Guardian Radio itself has made loads of money. They get commercials. I see commercials like dirt. That vote for the PLP and the FNM, but I don't see that it trickle down to CA Nuri. It ain't trickle down to CA Nuri. I ain't getting, unless they plan to do something afterwards. But I can tell you now, I ain't getting none of it. I ain't feel fluffy. I don't feel fluffy at all with none of the ads. I'm just letting you know, they may get their money. But CA Nuri ain't getting none. I mean, on social media, they're saying I make all kind of money, and I telling them the devil's a liar. They ain't trickle down. They don't rate CA. I remember once upon a time, I was considering myself a big blogger, but they don't rate me, clearly. But they can learn. You see, after the election, I can remember all of them. All of them, I can remember. You can see how my blogging changed. I'm just letting them know from now. Letting them know from now. Okay, this text says, morning, CA. As an aging teacher, I fully understand that going forward, the majority of what we do as a country must be the best in the best interest of the younger generation. I choose to vote for the party. I choose to vote for the party based on the age profile of the majority of the candidates. I'm not influenced by endorsements, nor huge banners towering over our neighborhood. I am more turned off by it. I would, however, love that part of your program discussing the influence of huge banners and political promotion on the voting public. That's a good topic. That's a good pop topic. Now, I've seen party t-shirts on men and women who are living on our streets. And I used to have mixed emotions and say, why these politicals are putting on their shirts on these clearly challenged individuals. Then I thought, I love to know that those people on the streets tend to look clean during the election. Is that sad? I could say something like that? Like they have clean clothes on. Some of them get access to more food during the election, right? And then there's a walking billboard because they just walk far. I mean, you see the one on East Street, then the next minute you see the Foxhill walking and it's advertisement. But I love the idea that, I mean, I don't want them to be on the streets. I want them to be clean up. But that the clothes they are walking in is brand new and fresh. Is that, am I wrong for saying that? I just saying I like them in clean clothes. I like them in clean clothes. That's what I'm saying. Say, hi, CA, we miss Daryl. I think everyone like miss Daryl, right? But Daryl gone. And if Daryl is gone, right, if Rodney Moncur is gone, you'd need to pivot. Reminiscing about the past, he ain't going to help you out. You pivot and find the other one who you can like and say, well, from now on, my election commentary is coming from this person. But if every year you can keep on saying, I miss Rodney, and you ain't pivot yet, you can stay in your depression. Because there are more radio personalities out there you got like. I like hearing Dwight's cynical voice in the morning. I listen to it. I remember when they started, like, that's 10. I used to listen via Twitter, and I used to tweet. I don't even go on Twitter anymore. I think they name X. And I used to tweet every day responding to Dwight and his commentary. It was good. It was good. The dynamics has changed. I don't even know if they listen to their Twitter or read their Twitter posts anymore. I need to follow up on Dwight and see if that still happens, right? This text says, does it matter which thumb is inked? The thumb is inked. Can it be left or right? I'm sure, I do not know. Someone got to tell me. Because like, I could, surely a woman can say, hey, this one is my good hand. This one I have all my nails get gel. I can change this thumb on the right. Can I do it on the left? I'm sure you could ask that. Or is it a law that has to be, the right thumb only? But I guess in order to make sure that you vote and that there's no duplication, the whoever officers who are in charge will ask, can I see your right thumb? Things got to be organized and regiment, you know, and decency and order. So if I think that it has to be your right thumb, so because that's what they're going to ask for, let me see your right thumb. No, they ain't going to ask for your left thumb. So they can say, hey, it have to be your right thumb, unless there's some kind of cutting, whatever it is, and then the presiding officer will make a decision, say, okay, I see you, this whole hand gone. It's like, if you don't have no thumb, I have a friend who has no thumb on his right hand. He was in a car accident, and his thumb got gangrene. And I remember talking to him, I say, your thumb don't look well, you know, your thumb black. Use a red, boy. I said, I think you need to go to the doctors and check why your thumb is turning black. He said, no. I just come from the doctor. No, that's the cast. It's supposed to look black. And I said, no, I know I ain't take biology in school, but I'm sure that your thumb ain't supposed to be black like that. You red. You bright skin. You can't be dark like me. And truth to form, later on, they had to cut off his whole thumb because it turned gangrene. He didn't listen to me. Now you have four fingers on that hand. I mean, he ain't get that grip no more. He need grip for? He got a grip with the left hand. I'm just saying, he ain't get that type of grip no more. Anyway, does it matter which thumb is inked? Can I use a thumb of my choice? Is the requirement the right thumb? And I do not know, but you heard my reason why I think it needs to be the right thumb. All right? So I go and check on that. What this text says... Okay, they're just laughing at me that I make no money. No. I disappointed. See? And let me go on record now. Let me speak to the people that move powers and thing. I disappointed in this election monetary compensation. Me. I disappointed. See? Because I see the monies. Oh, God. I see people can build house and buy a car after this election, clearly. And it didn't trickle down. Do you remember my niece you met with three fingers? I told her. I said, people send me all kinds of stuff. I didn't know if I was supposed to read this one. But you can't text me and don't warn me to. But do not read. This is nice. Says she told her to send a picture. Yes, and ask if I get permission to post it. Also, I can't read that text. That text, I guess, is personally to me. They didn't send it to my personal phone. They sent it directly to the Guardian radio phone. So next question: when I went in Sinan's, Graham Weatherford didn't have anyone representing COI in the room. Is that because he did or didn't get volunteers? How does that work? He just has to trust the process. Okay, that's a good one. I don't think that's one of the IRCA conversations I cannot speak about. I worked a polling station once. A number of you know that I was a original member of a political party called NDP, National Development Party. When that was diffused and became defunct, a number of the party members either joined the PLP, then later the FNM, or they joined the DNA. One of the party members there joined the DNA, and there was a small group. He needed people in Fox Hill to endorse him. Apparently he needed like 15 people to endorse you, to say that you are nominating them to run. And he knew that I live in Fox Hill. He called me and said he needs some people to make up the number. Can I go and endorse him? So I said, yeah, man, you're NDP, and I will support you. So I went there. During that time, of course, the DNA had a small group, right? So he asked me another favor, can I work the poll? And I said, but I tend to be apolitical. You know, I don't have a party leaning. I don't want people to associate me to any particular party. But because it's him, and because we had a history of NDP, I said, I will work your poll. And I sat there and learned basics. It was interesting watching the FNM and the PLP do that, because they organize. They know the law of what happens. They're challenging the presiding officer in there, and they know who all live in the constituency. When you walk inside, a person say their name. I remember this time, this person said, I could use my name in this example. I walk inside, and I said, they say, CA number, voter's card, this number, da-da-da-da. The person on the acronym say, yes, he live in, I was going to tell you where my address is. He live in Fox Hill proper. He's one of them set who live in that new housing division. And I'm looking at eavesdropping, hearing that. I say, how do they know that? Because I remember I'm working the polls for the DNA at the time. And I was saying, how the PLP and the FNM, because we all sitting next to each other, right? How do they know of details on the people and who come inside? They can say where they live, how they plan to vote. And they write, this one voting for us, right on a piece of the paper. Right? This one's the FNM. This one, we're not sure how they're voting. Let's watch them. And they're watching and they're taking down notes and putting writing it down for whatever reason they're writing it down. So these people, they organize, right? And I would encourage everyone to volunteer to work the polls for any particular party you want, just to get the experience, just to get the knowledge on what happens in that room, right? It is interesting. I saw that both PLP and the FNM, they provide food for their persons inside the room. The DNA didn't provide me no food. Remember, I was just helping a friend. They gave me water, though. They gave me water. I think I get some bluebird juice afterwards. After I got tired, I said, man, you got to hold on. I got to go find food from some place. And they're generous. I find that both political booths, you can go there and say, well, I over here at the DNA booth, and they ain't provide no food. You all have anything here? And they say, man, here. So if the COI find that they ain't get no food and drinks, just go to the PLP and the FNM tent and say, man, you see, I hear. And they be generous. They laugh at you, but they can provide you with supplies. Just letting you know. And they're helpful. They're inside there. They'll tell you what you need to do. And, like, when it's time to seal the ballot box, they come. You need to come and sign here, Mr. DNA person. And I had to go sign that thing. And they said, oh, you got to follow. And I said, man, that's too much running up and down, man. You're all aggressive, man. I'm pushing. And the women there. There's normally women who's worked these polls. The women there are aggressive, man. They just push you on the side. You don't let that polling box move. They get aggressive. They're changing. You see, like, how Rick Fox has turned to the Hulk? They turned to Hulk. Hulkettes. I mean, let's go back to the text. It says, good morning, CA. But when it comes to satire, I hang out and listen to you and Stephen Hanna any day. That's my pivot. Yeah, I do have dark humor. I mean, my humor off. Things I laugh at, things I find funny. What'd you say, man? Yeah, that's Chester Robot. Chester wearing the Guardian shirt today. Doing work. Yeah. They didn't give me no Guardian shirt. I wonder if that's a sign that I don't work here. Chester, wear my Guardian shirt. I want a Guardian shirt to wear tonight. Ask Dwight if I could get one. If the Guardian have a team, you don't think I need to be a part of the team? But go ask Dwight. Who gave you that? But go ask for it for me. Oh, that's from the anniversary? But go ask if I can have a shirt for the night. Yeah. Like, see, I got to ask favors because they don't give me nothing here, man. So I'm just saying, it's just Chester Senior. If I can get things, I might as well ask Chester and have him go ask Dwight to see if I can get some. Because I won't be uniform. I won't be a part of the team. I won't be the part of the team. So when they pan and have cameras and thing, because you see, they have a profile picture of all the people who work in tonight. And I am on that front page, by the way. You can go on my Facebook page and you can see that CA Nuri smiling. I wore a suit that day. I think I'm the handsome one in the back. Right? So, good day. Just voted. It's the right thumb by protocol. And thank you very much, Dexter. Now I know that it's officially the right thumb. I have family members who are physically challenged, right? And they don't have a right thumb. So I guess the presiding officer person will have to make a decision on which one of the fingers they can use. And that's interesting. And we need to have a conversation like that. Like, what is the official protocol after that? But that would be a good picture. I would love to get a picture. I still have to get phone calls now. I would love to get a picture of my cousin and her hand. And which hand did she vote on? Right? I mean, let me go. Shane Gibson had plenty of food. Stephen Hanna is my best former student and favorite host. Boy, Stephen Hanna funny bad. Yeah, Stephen Hanna funny bad. Yeah, his humor is dark. I mean, it's completely... We're supposed to do some work together in the future, no. But those people don't like pay. And I see a Nuri. I come with... I have a brand. I say my name, Nuri, nowadays when I go into the food store and they ask if I know that CA Nuri from Facebook. And I say it all depends. And then I just get free stuff. People just give me things nowadays. People just give me things. Let's go to this caller. Guiding Radio AM. This is CA Nuri. What you say? Kermit. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Then Claire Lang, that person ain't there. Oh, caller, I thought you was there, but you ain't there. But call, oh, you call back now. Yeah, post that caller. Patch that call. Go ahead, sir, ma'am. You're live.
Hey.
How you
hey,
doing? What's up? Rachel.
Okay. Let me know if I don't want to misspeak on anything. But I just got a notification that someone was being held by the police, reference to handing out funds.
Really? Now, mind you, I can say that every election, even during the by election, I heard that someone was detained for giving out money. It always panned out to be not true, right? And it could be one of those things that people say during election time. But we will find out soon enough. Now, picture this. If I am a person who like to give donation or who like to help people, I help a no-one at the pool. I help them when I pick them up in the car. Say, hey, you straight. This you. So when you say people get arrested, you shouldn't have no money near the pool at all in your place. You're supposed to, you deserve to get locked up if such happens. You deserve to get locked up if such happens because you're supposed to know better. You're supposed to know better. So when I hear that commentary, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. People being mischievous. People being mischievous in general. Yeah, right? Right? But I expect, what time do you expect the election to be over? When you might say over, right? The polls close at 6 o'clock. I'm sure there could be some Long Island lines, the last minute calling, tell about 8 o'clock. Do you think by 9 o'clock tonight, we will know who's the government of the Bahamas? Do you think by 9? Or is she going to be way into 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, at the government of the Bahamas? I see again a text now saying, remind me that it's right thumb. Thank you very much. Big shout out to my friend Judy. She's listening right there. It's right thumb. So this text says, this is the smoothest voting process ever. All the talk about hold the line seems to be more exaggerations. Okay, let's talk with this. Say, this is the smoothest voting process ever. All hold the line seems to be more exaggerations. A lot of people calling in and say, man, this particular election is smooth. Right, that's something that we could be proud about because people were concerned, right, from the first voting, right? Now people say it might just be some lines, but it going by smoothly, less than half an hour. Let's go to this caller here. Go ahead, caller, Guiding Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Dury, Gene Vincent Fountain here.
Okay.
Sparky. You know, I keep hearing people ask about this right thumb and so forth and people talking with the disabled and some people, they don't have a right thumb. But what hand do they use to hold their pen to mark their X?
The left hand. So, yes, but it's the right thumb.
Okay, the man said, well, okay, I don't have no thumb on my right hand. I'm using my left hand to mark the X. So put it on the left thumb.
Okay.
Use it on the hand, which use mark the X. I right hand, so they put it on my right hand. Mm-hmm. If I was left hand, they put it on the left hand. At least we know you was here before, you won't. That's simple. We should not be talking about that all day. It is what it is.
Well, if you are left-handed, you got to use your right thumb still.
You got to use your right thumb to what?
If you're left-handed,
uh-huh.
And you're marking your X with your left-handed, You still have to put your
thumb. Yeah, but you still got to hold your pen with your left hand because you can't hold your pen with your right hand because you don't have a right thumb.
Yeah, but you still, if you are left-handed, and you still would have to ink your right thumb. Because it's the protocol shows that it's the right thumb that you use. And I'm sure
there's no right thumb what you
can
use.
The presiding officer will say which finger you can use after.
On the right hand, then?
On the right hand.
It's got to be on the right hand.
Everything is on the right hand.
That, to me, that sounds like the Bible. Man made, man said, nothing can change. Have a good day.
Okay, good. Now, if you have an accident and don't have no left, right hand at all, the presiding officer will say, but it's clear. Anyone can see that you don't have a right hand, and they tell you what you could use. That's why you have someone in charge. You have someone in charge, and they make these type of decision, right? This text says, Slim, who has the horns at the poles, to stop blowing them all day. So I live next to the school, and they are being ridiculous. Some people are actually working. Yes, I'm seeing that now it's an in thing to have this blaring horn thing. I'm not sure where that come about. Has it come a part of our if it's come a part of our culture now to be blaring this horn. So this text say, you are going to be at Guided Radio tonight. You could be there as the mascot. I got the political satire and jokes. You are funny. Oh, this is from Naughty. Let me read what Naughty say. Hold on. Says, you are there to be the mascot because he got the political satire and all the jokes. You aren't funny, bro. You are just funny looking. You are still our boy, and we'll be there to eat well. They have to do provide good food here at Guardian for the election time. I mean, Dwight provide food. Dwight, I ain't nobody money, but Dwight does provide good food. And knowing me, and if anyone who follows me understand that, I always ask, is food going to be there? Because that's like a prerequisite of me coming, right? And I take enough. I go first, I pack a kit for me to take home. Then I start eating. Because the money I'm taking home ain't for me. That's just for me being there. That's my extra. And then I start enjoying myself. I just saying, if you invite me to come to your house and the party or whatever it is, you know that I's tote. I just said it was tote. I ain't going to make no excuses for it. I's tote, right? Okay, I was reading about what type of person should run. Say, helpful people don't win. So you got to be more influential. This says, there is a protocol for the finger inking. Right thumb, left thumb, if no right thumb exists. And that's the person who actually worked in the pool, send that out. Anyway, we're going to take this quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. I have some voice texts I got to listen to see if something I got to read or sing. I could be here tonight. You can tune in. I might do a live. I might do caller. You see, you call during the break. I can come back and come directly to you, caller. But if you be patient, I'll call back right after I come back, and I'll make sure you get to talk. Guardian Radio, AM with CA Nuri. We'll be right back.
Just sign in, and they'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmaster choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmaster bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian radio hosts will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
Let's go to the phone lines. Everyone, I get a lot of texts saying this process is smooth. It's like smooth like silk, smooth like butter being cut by the hot knife. There's some lines here, but the whole process taking less than half an hour to go in and out. So that's a good thing. That is a great thing to hear. This election, we got to return to being Bohemians. Is that possible? Because I have a lot of friends who just mad at me. They mad at me. And I said, well, I do nothing. I just do commentary. Right? And they saying that I wasn't a diehard this, I wasn't a diehard that, or they seem to be, if I change my political leanings, I said, what political leanings? But I'm trying to say, after the person vote, be Bohemians, come back together, and let's laugh. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio, AM, you live?
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, man.
When it comes to food and toting, you ain't no toter. Sound like you was a front end loader. I'd like to know if it's a Caterpillar or Kawasaki loader.
Okay. Okay. I told. Let's go to the next call. Guardian Radio AM.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. This is Miss Butler.
How you doing, Miss Butler? This still
you
done vote?
How are you?
I'm ready, man. You vote ready?
No, I vote yet. I know I can get there because I'm in a wheelchair. But anyway.
I can help people come pick you up.
I said Grammy say she ain't got no car. Grammy car ain't working.
No, we help people to come pick you up. And if you can always text me offline and say which who you voting for. I don't want to know who you voting for, but who you voting for. I can help that person send someone a car to pick you up and you vote for them. And they just give you food and drink. I mean, they're supposed to give you food and drink. But, I mean, they can still give you food and drink to say, man, take this with you. That's doable.
Anyway, what I call to say, tell Naughty stop hating.
Tell him. Because Naughty and I was on the CM Comic stage once. Of course, I get booed. But I funny. My point is, I funny. I mean, a different type of humor. But I tell one or two jokes, it's just don't land properly. But I can kill you with the licks, though. I can kill you with the licks.
But I have a question. Suppose you ain't got no hand. You can use your toe.
You know, I understand your point, and it's a good question. I know people who have no hands, right? Do they get disenfranchised and say, well, they don't vote? Our constitution demands that you must vote. So I guess the poor person in charge would say, hey, you just affirm that you ain't gonna vote again and swear, and we call it that. But you can't hide. If you say that the handless man came and voted, and you try to vote someplace else, you can't say it wasn't me. We know you. You stood out. You few people with two hands, you know? So you just swear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I hope you enjoy today. I'll be here at 6 o'clock. You could call back and talk to Naughty himself, because Naughty believe he's funny. When I tell you, he's a funny dude. That's a funny dude.
Okay.
You take care, Miss Butler.
You too.
Bye. Love. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Hello?
Go ahead. You live?
Hey, Nuri.
What'd you say?
Nuri, that's Naughty, man. What's going on?
What you saying, Naughty? The people them say, I'm funnier than you.
We all know. I know a thing or two about comedy, right?
Yes.
27 years internationally and locally performing stand-up comedy. I think I know a thing or two about comedy, right?
Yes.
So I can say you are not funny, Nuri.
What you mean I'm funny?
Looking, but you are not funny.
I is funny.
Okay, so you are there in the mascot portion of it. Okay, you know how the Dolphins got that little mascot that just ran out, and you be got the blue flamingo.
Uh-huh.
You're our blue flamingo, bro.
I prefer to just be
and
blue black.
And good chef Karma hooking us up from Tropical Gyros.
Oh god.
KFC hooking us up because Naughty's funny. That's why you got the hookup, because I'm funny. And they know I'm funny for years. So when I call them and crack a joke or two, they say, here's the food, bro. Make sure I feed the mascot, which is Nuri.
I appreciate you because
so
I love KFC.
You, man. But as far as, I mean, satire, what stage you've been on with me? You was an usher or something? 11 people in the showroom or something? What stage you ever been on with me?
I can remind you. I can remind you where we were.
You sound like a PLP right now. You lying through your teeth.
Oh, well, see, we're not talking politics today. We ain't talking politics.
I just made an analogy.
Hold on. The last time we were on Guardian Radio, and you were swearing that a particular political party is going to win. And when the numbers them come up, you and Mary Jean stopped talking. I thank God I was there. I said, look at them. You're going quiet.
Nuri, you're going quiet. Put yourself under the church and start lying, Nuri. Okay? I'm surprised you even know what the coverage was like, because all you did that night was eat.
Yeah, the food was there. The food was there. I say, if me and God wasn't there when the numbers come in, that
favor.
Entire section, y'all was going quiet.
Nuri,
go ahead.
Do me a small favor.
Go ahead.
I really got to go right now because I got to go vote, and I got to go shine this trophy up for number one talk show so I can let you be close to it, so you'll have a chance to be close to greatness, all right? I got you covered. I can let you take a picture with it tonight, too, when I get there, okay?
I appreciate it. I appreciate you. That's Naughty. Naughty went best talk show host, right? I was nominated, and Naughty went hands down. He has a huge following, and he has like majority of all of the endorsements. People send in to make sure have the advertisement played during Naughty time. As a hint that you could call him and ask them to play some advertisement during my time, please. Thanks. These get bonus for that extra money, right? Anyway, let's go back to the last caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're the last caller for the day.
Yes, thank you. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder.
Tell him.
And you are funny in your own way. And I, Naughty is funny because he's funny enough to call.
Yes. Yes. There you go. There you go. There you go. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank
you
very much. Yeah, man. I see all of you. 6 o'clock. This text said, my process took about 1 minute. No lying, nobody in the room before me. I was in and out. Let's read this one. It says, morning, Mr. Nuri. I was in and out in less than a minute. Nuri, you are funnier than Naughty. Tell Naughty. Tell him them. Saying, I disagree with you. You are not funny. You believe you are funny. But like your friends feel, you are a political... Yeah, this person was being insulting there. Say, please recommend that a person taken to the polls get taken back home as well. So I'm sure of that. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I enjoyed myself. See you tonight at 6 o'clock when we'll be announcing the numbers. We'll have some serious commentary. Naughty and his wife is going to be here. Garth, Aaron Green, Shivago Lang. Of course, it'll be hosted by Dwight. It's going to be good. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to have detailed information and background about what's happening and what is trending. So join us at 6 p.m. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, talkradio.com, and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.